1, 2, 3.
Yo, 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 you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Mix and Radio Show with X,
Lewis,
Tayo.
Shout out to Kim.
You hear me? And we got a special guest, Jerry in the building. Enjoy the night, y'all.
Hi, y'all. to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat. No, I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out.
Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up, start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Jackson, ooh, I am for real. Never.
the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yo.
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 We just wanted to take a second to talk with y'all. We got some exciting things coming up. As you know, we are the Mixin. The group is called Mixin. we will be releasing a podcast coming soon on our YouTube. So you can also follow us on Mixin.show. Or can I get a fact check with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Mixin.show. MXN.show. Where we're going to be posting like a lot of our updates and stuff like that. So the podcast is coming soon. We'll also be posting that on YouTube. So our YouTube will be coming out. We're just going to be really connecting with y'all, hitting y'all with like a bunch of media and stuff like that.
Very much giving Brockhampton. Very much yep. Giving media production.
Yep.
Collective. Giving. What's that shit? Odd Future. Oh. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, I didn't hear that. Giving Star Wars. I don't know. What are other good media collectives? You feel me?
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek. That's a good one. Go yeah, back to the old it. School. We trying to figure out some technical difficulties, so we about to rap to y'all real quick.
Listen, man, I got music. All right,
it's not out,
but it's unreleased.
And do
if you want.
You or anybody that you know does graphic design, can make cover art, make album covers.
Period.
Please hit my line. DM me on Instagram at Tail the Rapper. TeoTheRapper. That's Tail the Rapper. TeoTheRapper. I'll pay you.
Period.
Unless it's bad, then I'll.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You're gonna get it for the free.
Imagine. You know what I'm saying? But for real though, I need cover art, so please DM me. And just follow me. Just follow me just cause. Like my posts, you know what I'm saying? I got good time content.
Kill.
Yeah, I got music on the way.
So it's true.
Please stay tuned.
It's great music, y'all.
If you wanna know where to follow X?
Chill. Follow us at Mixin.show.
No.
Mixin.show.
You can follow. I'll plug myself. You can follow me at KXNG.LOUI_. That's KXNG.LOUI_. I post selfies. That's really my content. Honestly, is that I really just be posting
great
selfies. I don't have any other angles. I don't know how to. I'm like an old man. I'm just trying to get the right lighting. I don't know what's going on. Oh Lord!
Y'all can follow me at _XavierGrace_. That's _XavierGrace_.
We know how to spell.
Period. Yeah,
yo,
I know that's right.
I was looking down at my phone like, I hope I don't spell this wrong. I really hope that would be very embarrassing.
I'm weak. We gotta be able to know how to spell our own stuff for real. Y'all, we playing real low key vibes tonight. More kickback feel instead of a party. We want to send y'all in the fall break. with good energy, restful energy, bopping energy.
Also, the campus is sick.
It's true.
Y'all are sick. Like, what's going on, bro? Nah, everybody.
Who did it?
Everybody need to calm down.
Who had bronchitis?
Yeah. y'all out here congested, bro. Now, I wasn't talking last week because I was a little under the weather.
Oh, but admits it.
Now, okay, but
he admits it.
But mine ain't as bad as everybody else. So, y'all, it's different. So, y'all can't blame me for that. I don't know if this music is playing on the air. So, we might really just talk to y'all for real, for real. Y'all really didn't get a chance to hear our voices last week.
It's just a voice. Y'all can hear us? It's not the music.
Got it.
Could we just play it on our phone?
Sound like 2008. Like, yeah. So, kick back with us then, you know what I'm saying? I might try a little something on our outro, but as far as that's concerned, I don't want to be on here just dead on the air. We in here just like for nothing, and y'all can't hear us. But, yeah.
Oh, is it question time?
It might be question time.
Come on, question time. All right, Tayo. Lewis. Special guest, Jerry.
Jerry, we're in Jerry.
I know that's right. What is the most unexpected thing that has happened to you this semester?
Nah. All right, we're on air. Live and in, yeah. Also, shout out to my parents.
Oh, and shout out to Kim.
Oh, yeah, and shout out to Big Kim.
My co-hosts went home for fall break, as they should.
Or red eye.
Most unexpected thing that happened.
Yeah, what's most unexpected thing that's happened this semester?
Who thought that I would be working in the same place that I was eating at all summer?
Kill.
Who would have thought? Kill. We really wasn't there all summer.
All summer.
For real.
Catch me at the trial stand. I make the best brand of Sundays.
I agree. I can't even eat chocolate. I agree.
But the problem about the trolley stop, we could talk hot takes.
Oh, hot takes?
Problem about the trolley stop right now, where's my potato skins?
Now
you in here whispering. Is this giving a what is that? ASMR?
Oh, ASMR.
We about to spend the rest of this.
If you listen, this is how Jerry talking, like it's late night radio. If you listen to that.
Quiet storm.
Quiet storm.
We might as well go ahead. Nah, might as well go ahead. Throw that up there.
By yourself with bowl of ice cream.
You hear me? Y'all about to hear us eat, basically. Nah, bro. That is nasty. Have you heard somebody like chew in your ear, bro? Like, how are people making money from that?
Ayo, shout out to Alex.
Yeah, big shout out to Alex.
Big shout out to Alex. They be holding us down. The best co-DJ to ever DJ with, for real.
Okay, also, y'all gotta speak up.
Come on, Tech.
Imagine.
What's the most unexpected thing that happened to you, Lewis?
How about you answer? I don't got nothing to say.
What's the most unexpected thing that happened to me?
I'm kidding. Let me stop.
Oh.
What's the most...
That was a baby word.
I don't know. What's the most unexpected thing that's happened to me this semester? We ran into some good food. And I'm not going to plug them because we don't get paid. But we ran into some good food. We ran into some good food this semester, and I have not ran into no good food that I haven't cooked in Eastern Pennsylvania in a very long time. So that was mad unexpected, just like actually some season, some flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like I haven't had no like none of that. So that was unexpected.
That was unexpected.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. That's a real good answer.
I'll tell you what's unexpected.
What happened?
This. I didn't know I was going to do all this.
Oh, yeah, you hear me. Yeah.
But now I'm here. I'm doing mixing radio show.
You hear me.
I'm doing mixing podcasts. I'm in the mix. Feel me?
And
I'm in the
cute.
Mix.
That was cute.
I'm in the mix.
You're in the mix. And
You in the mix in with the mix in. What's that now? Battle rap stuff y'all be doing?
No.
Go ahead, give us a ball.
Might as well just go ahead. Throw that up there. We can't get no music on this, James. We might as well be a talk show.
The mix in with the mix in.
No.
And you gotta like.
They gonna turn this thing off.
No.
Okay, no, just make it show. Oh man. Stop all that. Don't cough in the mic.
Chill, I got my mask on.
Shout out to Mask.
Shout out to Mask.
Big shout out to Mask.
Shout out to the vaccine.
Unexpected. I don't know if that was this semester, but unexpected. I have not seen so many like anti mask like. You know what? That might not even be allowed. I haven't seen people not want to put their masks on, and that's as much as I'll say about that. In person, anyway. A lot of times we see it on the internet. I haven't seen it done in person, but people have been doing their thing.
Pretty good. I'm proud of y'all.
Standing up for their rights and stuff.
We ain't gonna say no names. They're not gonna say no names.
I don't know no names. This is like
lucky. Old. I don't know your name. I say it live on air.
Live on air. Some old man is listening. Like, right. That's me. Like, nah, bro. Like,
I can't do it.
Nah.
Yo,
y'all. All right, your unexpected. What's your unexpected thing?
What's my unexpected thing? Well, y'all, presently as we talking, I'm literally crocheting.
You could.
Unexpected thing is that I went to yarn club and I learned how to crochet.
Right.
Now, why y'all trying to take pictures?
I'm gonna get it right.
I literally just restarted, so y'all can even see that I made progress.
We're gonna show you what's going on.
Chill.
On the mix.
They literally making it hot right now.
We're gonna show you what's going on. It's gonna go MXN.shell. We're gonna show you what's happening.
Yo, so I learned how to crochet for real. That's been like a cool, unexpected job. Not really unexpected, but unexpected. I learned how to DJ.
Oh yeah, me.
Right.
What's your DJ name?
DJ name, DJ Herbtones.
DJ Herbtones in the building.
Mess with me.
Come on now.
That's been cool. I've wanted to learn how to DJ for forever, and I actually just got a DJ controller, so
right.
We about to really be on the ones and the tools.
You was really hitting that joint the other day when we next, opened that joint up.
Next, community gathering is gonna be on for something.
It's gonna be crazy.
It'll be a good time.
Gonna be crazy.
I think those would be my two.
Okay.
Those would be my two.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
Put a poll up. Not a poll, but put a thing up on Instagram on our story.
Uh-huh.
And have people go on our story and type in comments, questions.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Like any for real. MXN.show.
Type your questions in our Instagram story.
Yeah, even if it's not a poll, just like text it, like DM us any questions you got.
Yes.
Yes. We can put up a drink for anonymous, but I mean we just gonna address it on here, so we gonna know what you say anyway.
Say what you gotta say.
DM us whatever your questions are, whatever you want us to talk about, whatever you want us to talk about in the podcast, whatever you want us to talk about in the show. We'll do that. We'll take like a section to do it. I'm working on like the format of the show and what we're gonna do. This is our second show. Shout out Zach. We was on the Fusion Jank last week. Just getting stuff together. So hopefully we can really make something happen.
Right.
But yeah. I'm real close to the mic.
Make it do what it does.
I'm gonna make a do what it do, baby. Boom, da da. Uh-huh. We're big TikTok fans. I don't shout out. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting paid.
who's we?
But yeah. Oh, not Tao. Tao got to get on.
I'm playing. I like TikTok. I might do a little ticky.
I might
do a little ticky.
I only know TikToks that make it to Twitter. I'm not even about to hold you.
my TikTok, the algorithm is babies, cats. And comedy skits. That's really it.
That's a good algorithm.
That's really it. I'm not trying to see nothing else. Anything else I can look on another social media platform. If it's not babies, some pets. I think I got a little animal facts up in there.
Okay.
and skits. That's pretty much it. I'm not really looking forward to nothing.
My TikTok algorithm is all over the place. Mm. I watch a lot of like couples videos, a lot of wildlife. Like I follow this like aquarium,
okay,
reptile like recovery zoo spot.
Okay,
crazy. Them animals are crazy, y'all.
Yo, nature, you scary. Nature
is crazy.
You scary.
Nature, you scary.
Yo. I also have a couple babies on there. I love babies that are already like, that already have their own personality. Mm. Like this one baby, she be like choosing what she want to wear and what she want to eat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're really like a whole human in this little body.
Yeah, you got autonomy.
That's so cute.
You're not.
That's so cute.
You're a person now.
You're a whole person. You just like small.
Yeah.
Like that's so cute. What else be on TikTok? Oh, I love ASMR videos.
Really?
Oh, yes. Or like not even ASMR, but those like satisfying videos where it's like goo and they take like a cheese grater and like,
oh, and they push it through.
Yes. Okay. Ugh. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we got okay. Shout out Jerry. Hold on, y'all. Shout out Jerry. Jerry finna push out the first posts. Jerry done already posted on the mixing story.
Oh, we got a social media manager.
Yeah, we got a social media manager. We got a social media manager.
Growing by the day.
It's lit. I'm gonna go ahead and share that. Our first post, I didn't know what to post, so that thing been bling. And I only follow us. So definitely be on the lookout for all that. What you got on your TikTok, Tao?
Let's see. Truth be told, I probably got people making food on my TikTok.
Oh, never! I forgot to say that.
Really the main thing is food.
Food TikTok
on my TikTok.
Do you cook?
That's really it. I don't. I could whip you up a mean salad.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. Shout out to salads.
What do I put in my salad? I haven't made a salad in a long time. I'm just going off of what you don't have to use a pot and a pan for.
Got it.
You hear me?
You hear me?
You know what I'm saying? I can make a sandwich. I can make you a mean sandwich.
Okay, generals.
I was ODing one day. You know how to put on a sandwich? I put ham. Roast beef, bacon.
I was ODing. I put meat,
cheese.
I put sandwich.
Right. French fries.
Oh, you wilding out though.
Lettuce.
Okay.
Lettuce.
Cheese.
Huh?
Oh, cheese. Okay.
More cheese?
Like I said cheese already?
Cheese? Yeah, he said cheese twice, bro.
Oh, snap. No, just one type of cheese. I ain't doing all that.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we got
some mayo and butter. You know what I'm saying? I had toasted the bread for me in the pan.
Oh, as you should.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you toast the bread. That's a real sandwich right there. Ooh. When you toast the bread.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm only a toasted bread fan if the sandwich is hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm only like if I got like a meatball sub or something like that. I'm only a toasted fan of the sandwiches. We got our first question. Shout out Alex, already supporting. Alex asks what our favorite upcoming artist is right now.
Favorite upcoming artist. For real, I haven't even really listened to her for real, but every time she comes across my TL, I'm like, I need to get into her. Connie Diamond out of New York. She reminds me a lot of Remy Ma.
Okay.
Reminds me a lot of Pop Smoke. She got that deep drill voice.
Okay.
And her music videos look fire, so I really want to see what she's hitting for.
Okay. Tayo?
Me?
Yeah. Her?
Besides myself, let me stop. It's a good upcoming artist named Ray Vaughn. He had a freestyle on L.A. Leakers a little while ago. And it was solid. He just signed a TDE.
Oh, wow.
He's nice. He's real nice. So, yeah. Check that freestyle out. Rayvon, L.A. Leakers freestyle. I think it's like 118 or something. I don't know. But it's really recent. So, yeah. I'd probably say that one. But I like a lot of underground artists. Not underground, but just not really mainstream. So, yeah. Lewis,
I'm not gonna hold you. My favorite upcoming artist, Tale the Rapper. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, please.
My one, because I don't be listening to no upcoming days. So Tale the Rapper, the only upcoming artist that I've listened to. I'm biased. I don't care. So whenever Tayo drops his music, it's going up on a mixing. It's going up on Mixing Dot Show.
For sure.
So y'all can check that out.
I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wish more people said that. One day.
Well, more people are gonna say it.
Y'all don't understand. You in rooms with legends right now. You in rooms with legends right now. Look at your circle.
Truth be told.
That's what the LLC people be saying on Twitter.
Truth be told.
Right.
The legends. The
having, y'all gonna be trying to have dinner with me. Or
500,000. Or 500,000.
Take the money.
You better choose the 500,000.
Take the money, bro. Because
if you don't choose the 500,000, I'm not even showing up to the dinner.
Oh, nah, for sure.
We're going to be on a Skype call.
you picking up the tab, too.
Right, and you paying. Wow. And I'm ordering the most expensive thing off the Denny's menu. Wow.
Off the Denny's menu?
Off the Denny's
menu.
You
go to Denny's?
You even have Denny's?
Y'all got you don't even deserve Ruth Chris if you don't choose the $500,000.
That's true.
We're going to Denny's.
That's true.
Why not Waffle House? Because Denny's is worse.
We don't got Waffle House.
Y'all don't have anything. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, New York don't got Waffle House.
We really did get Chick-fil-A until like halfway through high school.
Right. Truth be told, we really ain't get Chick-fil-A until like recently.
That's great. Like, I think that's so interesting. That tells you a lot about New York, is that New York is really is its own like place.
Well, it's
in
not
a
New
way
York,
that, like,
it's the North.
Let's because
Pennsylvania ain't have it either.
Ain't have what?
Chick-fil-A or Jersey.
But they got Chick-fil-A.
They got it now. But like halfway through high school. Those are like even I say like In-N-Out is very much like a West Coast brand. Waffle House is a Southern brand.
Shake Shack is East Coast.
7-Eleven is very much a Northern thing. We got dumb 7-Elevens, but y'all don't got 7-11.
Y'all are late.
To what?
To the game. In terms of I just feel like
I want to be clear. Lewis finds any reason he can to hate on New York.
I love New York.
There's so many reasons you can't hate on New York. Shout out Brooklyn.
Shout out Brooklyn. I don't like Manhattan. That's pretty much it.
You don't like
shout
Manhattan.
Out Brooklyn.
Nobody likes Manhattan.
So I ain't hating.
I like Harlem.
True.
Shout out to Harlem.
I haven't been though.
Shout out to Harlem.
But shout out to all the beats that Tayo plays, them Harlem beats. That saxophone that be on there.
I do be doing that.
Nothing screams Harlem like a saxophone over.
Nothing screams
over
New York more than a good boom bap beat. Boom bap.
Yeah, bro.
Big L beat.
Whew.
Man.
Shout out to Big L. Rest in peace. You know what's so funny? When people be doing like they little shows or whatever, and it'd be like, you know, the show is like just getting started, so it's only like 5, 7, 8 people listening. Mm. Or people post it on YouTube, get like 100 views, 200 views.
Yeah.
And they mention like a really big person, and they'd be like, shout out that person. Like, nobody's listening. Stop. They never gonna hear this. Why are you shouting them out? Like, what's that?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm getting a call. That's funny. So we're going to pick it up.
Come on, special guest.
I'm live on the Mixin' Radio Show.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? My God. This is my guy. My guy, Shane Finesse. You want to know real talent? Shane Finesse is different.
Oh, period.
Please don't, bro. I haven't even seen. I don't know. Come on.
What's the plug? Where's the link?
I just talked to Will.
Will, another shout out to Will, another talented brother. But this guy Shane won't tell you, but he raps, he sings, he produces, mixes and masters.
Oh.
He's an actor, he plays piano, the drums. And he talks to the ladies real nice.
I know.
And he talks real nice. Real smooth. He ain't gonna tell you though.
We got another question.
Yo, Shane, I'm gonna call you back, bro. In like 20 minutes.
Did Jay say?
I got you.
It's another one from guess who?
Who?
Alex, shout out Alex.
Yes,
yeah, you hear me.
Alex, Alex asks, random lyric slash bar on your mind. And especially this is going to be the last question.
This time, yeah. The random lyric that's always on my mind these days is Kendrick Lamar's Top of the Morning.
Top of the morning.
It's a good song. Y'all should listen to it.
Man.
I know.
Try to throw that thing over. I don't know if the music's gonna play. That's crazy.
Yeah. Is there a clean version of that song?
There should be at some point.
I think we played it last week.
Yeah, I think we did.
I'm a piggyback and say the second half of Family Ties when Kendrick get on and he be saying man, burn that hard drive. That hits me like something else every time I hear it. Don't ask me why. That just, and then also the bridge in Ari Lennox's latest single, Pressure. That's one of the best bridges I've ever heard.
Lewis looked at me. I don't know. I haven't really been listening to music lately for some reason, but that's just because I lost my AirPods. So,
oh, I remember
still
that.
Lost them.
Shout out AirPods when you can actually use them.
Right. But off the top of my head, I had a lyric in one of my songs.
Yeah.
This is just going to be shamelessly plugging myself throughout this. But guess who cares? Not me. I had a lyric that said, I said, people treat your life like Jordan 1s, barely there for the lows, but love the highs. Mm. Try to get profit off of it when they know that it's hot, but when it's not, you question them if they're your bros. I guess that's how it goes. That's self-explanatory. I'm not gonna break it down. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
I think by now that y'all realize that this entire show really is just so that we could get Taylor music out there.
Yeah.
They're trying to pass the torch.
Yeah. Oh, can we get into a Lauryn Hill lyric?
Lauryn Hill. Oh, you don't stop, because when you in a groove, you got to keep it going. World, your stage, you keep performing. Got to try and stay on top of the hill, like if you sleep with Lauryn.
Wow.
Ooh.
What's the, now?
That's not Sway. Who's the other one that be doing the freestyle?
Oh, you talking about Funk Flex.
That's real bars.
Y'all ain't hear nothing about that. Y'all ain't hear that, though.
You don't know nothing about
New York in the building.
Right.
We here. I'm here.
Funk Flex Radio Show.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know if we can even do that.
Oops.
Not going to. This is the Mixin' Radio Show. This is the We Here. I don't know if he's
Oh shoot.
We going to be off air next week.
Off air next week, I just want y'all to know one thing. I'm nice.
Yeah.
Off a show.
I'm nice.
Off a show.
It's true.
To the 7 people listening, I'm nice.
Kale, I feel like we got a decent amount of listeners. Shout out to anybody that's listening right now. Right, shout out to y'all.
Oh, y'all listening? Say word.
Please
follow us.
Yeah, please follow us. Show your support in public. That's not my fault. That's not even shade. I'm just saying, show your support by following us. Shout us out or whatever.
That was funny.
Any support is good support. We can really play us out. I can see if this is gonna work. We could get to the new school section.
Word.
But yeah, thanks for listening to us. Us ramble away. I mean, I don't know how coherent we sound, but shout out to y'all.
Nah, we sound clear.
We love and appreciate y'all. Checking
it. We sound real clear. We sound real crisp. We sound real professional.
Okay. I don't like professionalism, but
professional quality. Not us. We just sound ghetto. But we don't care, because we ourselves. And if you don't like us, you don't gotta listen. And that's what it is.
Wow.
If you don't like us, turn the show off. How about that?
That's also true. Now we just got real confrontational with the man. fans. Real confrontational with the fans. Feel like put some respect on my name. But yeah, we're gonna play us out of here. Thanks for fooling around with us. Next time, you know, send us a question. We'll do it Fridays 10 p.m. Mixing Radio Show. I'm Lewis. That's X. That's Tail. We got Jerry in the building. Jerry gonna be a recurring character, so y'all probably should get used to them. Shout out Kim at home. Shout out Alex, our supporting cast.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
The goat.
But yeah, for sure. We'll see y'all.
We out of here.
Oop.
Yeah, it's just
y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all, the music is not working tonight, and I don't think y'all want to listen to old rock.
So we back for another 9 minutes.
Yeah, we back for another 9 minutes, bro. All that rock, we not trying to hear that. It's gonna be a fail today until we get it's whatever right, straightened out. Talk.
Hey y'all, do we want to talk about the impetus behind our name?
Yeah, you want to go ahead?
Take a stab at it. Well, actually, I don't even know. We was just fooling around over the summer, but I think it was a little bit of satirical commentary on the ways in which people be trying to be gender inclusive, but like don't though, because how you saying women or men with an X in it when like
it don't make sense?
It don't. You trying to make a word that's not gender inclusive, and still making stuff within the gender binary when you could just make new words.
Right.
I think you have a way better explanation.
Language is malleable. Like, you can't, like, you can't just, like, how do we even pronounce that, bro? Mixing. Exactly. This is exactly how we pronounce that. Mixing. This is the Mixing Show. Like, you really can't, like it doesn't make sense. Like, at the end of the day, like, you're just trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Mm. Like, it don't make sense. When you really could be making words that are all encompassing in the first place. Yep. And we have those words in that way. Like, I don't know. Mixing.
I like, you know, mixing saying? Now. I think it's cute. I think it represents our group.
This is not the man podcast.
To be clear.
This is not the man radio show.
No, sir.
This is the Mixing, because that's funny.
It is funny,
though. It's not, like, come on.
But, yeah, no, we just wanted to clarify. We are not the man or the men show. That doesn't have the Jenny Sequoia as Mixing does. You know what I'm saying?
Jenny Sequoia.
That sounds like a Soul Child album.
Jenny Sequoia somewhere.
That sounds like a flow. That sounds like a flowetry
oh,
song.
Oh, what's that album? It's like Arjuna. It's even Arjuna Ellis. But the, you know what album I'm talking about?
I don't.
Oh, it's some long title. I think it's Music Soul Child. Or Anthony Hamilton is one of those.
Anthony Hamilton.
Back when men used to sing.
Back when men used to sing. Bring back singing. Bring back the begging.
But in order to beg, you have to first be able to sing.
Woo! That's the word.
These brothers is lacking these days.
Come on now. So, I think what we're expecting is an X R&B album.
That's what I'm saying.
How am I putting this? Y'all want me to beg? Stand out in the rain. My shirt open. Baby, come home.
For sure. This is what we're going to be covering. That's what people want. This is what we're going to be covering in the podcast. X R&B career. How we're going to start career. That. Alright.
That's funny.
We can do another Would you rather?
Would you rather? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's hit it.
I think. Oh, okay. I gotta read the rules.
You gotta read the rules. What the rules?
Customs say? Institutions.
We don't kick. Let me stop.
No program ends on. Okay. Okay. I would change the Jay-Z question. I would say, like, would you take like world tour with Jay-Z?
Wow. Oh, world tour. Like, am I performing or am I?
Yeah, like performance. No. Free ride on world tour with Jay-Z.
Okay, but it's Beyonce.
Dude. It's Beyonce. That's a good question. Free ride, world tour with Jay-Z, or free ride, world tour with J. Cole. And I know the answer.
Oh,
you know my answer.
Ew.
I think your answer is a little funny.
Ew.
Shout out to Jermaine. No. That's my favorite rapper in existence. No. I will continue to I will bump J. Cole.
N-O.
That's fine. I'll be the only J. Cole supporter in here.
I would take the only reason I would take World Tour J. Cole is cause like
right.
Because who is gonna be bringing on the tour? Like, but at the same time, no, he wouldn't though, because he don't got no features. What are the
options? J. Cole or Jay-Z?
J. Cole.
No, but on his last album, he brought out 21 Savage.
That's true.
That's a terrible feature.
With 21, that's
not a terrible feature. 21 Savage lately has been doing very good.
Ain't that Mr. British?
Yes, it is, and he's doing very good. He over the last few years, he's definitely improved. He's become a better artist, and he does great features.
So personally,
how many pounds do you got? A lot.
Personally, I don't rock with misogynists who don't read and get mad at black women when they do. Personally, I also don't rock with misogynists who cheat on their wives with white women.
Right.
So my choice would be neither. But see, here's the thing. If I was going based solely on their artistry, it would be J. Cole, because I was a big fan of his.
Thank you.
I never really understood.
No. See how everybody told you J. Cole? I was like, I'm just waiting for this J. Cole answer.
But here's the thing.
Shout out Jada.
If I was going based on their artistry, because I never really understood when people was like, Jay-Z is the best rapper.
No, but Jay-Z is nice.
He's nice, but the best rapper. People used to say he was like up there with like Tupac and Biggie.
Yes, he definitely is.
Really? I mean, you a rapper. Yes, so
you gotta listen to some Jay-Z.
I'll let you put me
on. Ain't you from Brooklyn?
Yes.
So you gotta listen to some Jay-Z.
This is.
I know some Jay-Z, but it never
listen to Reasonable
my soul.
Doubt.
Listen this to is gonna be homework because Jay-Z is not gonna be on the show.
No, but here's the thing. So. If I'm going based off of like features / who I think will be present, I'm going with Jay-Z because I know Beyonce.
Because you know Beyonce.
I know Beyonce.
Everybody, nobody like
it's
comes
like Beyonce
in comparison
or
to
Beyonce. You know what
that's
saying?
True.
Like
that's true.
What? Who else would be around J. Cole?
But Cole even gonna bring out Ari Lennox.
Cole gonna be with Ari Lennox.
Is she on his song or he's on her songs? He's on her songs. So would she be at his concert?
Maybe.
Yeah.
On the off chance.
So now you try to tell me that the question is now Beyonce or Ari?
Check this out.
Beyonce.
J. Cole was on tour and he brought out Jeremiah, whatever his name is.
Because
they had plans, and that was J. Cole's tour.
Now that's a good point.
So
now you try to tell me
Beyonce or Ari?
Now Ari Lennox is my wife. She's my wife, but Beyonce is just like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Beyonce would be like, just like coaching me in life. Just like in that way, like where I can't do nothing. Yeah, in that way, I can't do nothing. Like, I'll be in class and Beyonce be like, work harder. I don't really need that. You know, I'm like Ari at least like would just be like, you know, congratulations, like unconditional.
Ari be like, put your back straight, King. She really be a whole
take that durag off in public. Oh gosh,
we got a minute left.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Do
All right, we got last question of the night from Zach Hunter.
Shout out Zach. Fusion Fest.
Yeah, listen, 9 p.m. on Friday.
9 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, so Zach's question is, what is your favorite funk song or songs?
Funk songs? I'm going to have to look those up.
Favorite funk song.
I don't listen to funk, so.
Ooh, we gotta get you. We gotta get you hip to the oldies.
Funk songs. I'm not gonna hold you. Cause the first jinx that came up was like Jungle Boogie, Brick House, Get Down on It. Yeah. And like I'm really in that range, like of just like Jungle Boogie. We gonna bump that one of these nights.
Yeah.
But like those jinx, I will give you those.
Those the options? What else
they got up there? They got It's Your Thing, the Odyssey Brothers, More Bounce to the Ounce.
More Bounce. What y'all know about that?
To the Ounce. Tell Me Something Good. I will tell me something good. Bow wow. It's 11 o'clock.
Let's hear.
Definitely Brick House. That's going to be my choice.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been Mixing Show with
Lewis,
X,
and Tao. Shout out Kim. They're not here right now. But I'd like to thank you for mixing with us.
Yeah, shout out Jerry, special guest. We're going to hold on real quick because I'm going to see if he's up, Jerry. We can keep going.
Not him trying to see if we can steal some more time.
Period.
Even though I just want to let y'all know, I was here like 5 minutes early.
I don't think you want to air, bull.
We not on the air?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Peter?
No, it's
not. Zam.
You said stop.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, we still on the air. Ah.
Oh, per.
Yeah, I was.
We gonna keep.
Oh, going. I guess we not ended the show then. But you still know what we listening to.
Tell me something good.
We had to do that anyway, just cause. Yeah, we had to do it. This is allowed. Yeah. We can just keep going.
Your favorite?
Didn't we have whatchamacallit? I love it.
What's your favorite R&B song?
Now, okay. Woo! Which decade? Which subgenre?
I'm gonna say all time.
All time.
Now, I do.
That's so hurtful.
I do need like the internet to aid me, just cause like we know so many songs in our lives. Like
that's so hurtful of all time.
Ooh. I could tell you right now. Let me go to my playlist.
I think I listen the most to R&B music, like genre breakdown. So that's so hurtful.
If we
not Bootylicious, not R&B. Well, maybe. Question is Bootylicious R&B? Leave a comment. Yeah. Comment box below.
Definitely. Kim really likes that song. I think. Yeah.
Now, Oops on my Tweet. That could definitely be one of my potential choices. That's a great choice. Favorite R&B song of all time.
Ooh. Is Cisco dude?
Not the thong song.
Not the thong song. It's called Is Love Enough. Is that an R&B song? If that's an R&B song, that's my pick. It's called Is Love Enough by Cisco.
But what are we even saying is R&B, though? You know what I'm saying?
You about to give a class?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Is it like 60s, 70s R&B?
You want to go through soul? Do you want to go through some decade? Like,
is it alternative R&B?
Rhythm and blues is rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues. What's your favorite all-time rap song?
All-time rap song.
I don't have an all-time favorite rap song.
All-time.
See, you see how you couldn't do it?
All-time. I don't have an all-time favorite R&B song either.
All-time favorite rap.
All-time favorite rap song.
Song.
Maybe Final Hour by Lauryn Hill.
all-time favorite rap song?
Or some by No Name.
Some by
No Name. Oh, not Reality Check by No Name. That's my favorite. That hurts.
I would say Regulators. Regulators.
Not Regulators.
Yeah, hit the east side on the LBC.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, I'm going to say Regulators. Or Gangsta's Paradise. That's the jinx that I really like listen to.
Oh, boy.
That's the jinx I listen to.
As I walk through the valley. It's not my favorite, but you know it's a really good R&B song?
What?
The Closer I Get to You by Luther Vandross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if we really could talk like.
That's something.
What's the joint? In My Songs by Gerald Levert.
What you know that about joint, that? Yeah.
That joint make you cry.
Yeah.
Dance with My Father Again. That joint used to make me cry as a kid.
Gerald be singing.
Anything. I don't. That's not R&B, but Barry White's like The Love Collection.
Oh.
If my dad is listening to this, like that's my favorite. Like, thing to listen to in his car, like. That whole and that is that's that whole collection.
Yeah.
Shout out Mary J. Blige.
Her.
Shout out Mary J.
I'm gonna go back to rap. I'm gonna say Triple X by Kendrick.
Okay. We coming up. So then, we gotta say Spooky, and we can't say the word.
I am Doechii.
It can't like really be my favorite because it's like I just started, but like it's up there.
I want to say Outkast because I know technically they are a rap group, but I also kind of count them in like R&B.
Okay.
No, I won't say funk, but I feel like they transcend rap for me.
Okay. Wow.
Like they are rappers. That's not a question. But like I don't know.
Language.
They be hitting a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Also Waves by Joey Bad
came from Name.
Yeah. I used to bump that heavy.
Okay. What's the thing that I used to really like? Our social media manager has my phone, but if I really had to pick like some more songs off like just like my shower playlist that I'm just like listening to rap wise, it's called Something Dirty. It's Kendrick has a feature on that, and I think that's I forgot. Whatever. That's a Swiss Beats drink.
Nikki.
Any Nikki drinks?
I don't know if we could talk about her no more because she really acting a fool. But Barbie Tings, my Barb side comes out with that one.
Shout out to our 14 followers of Bucks.
Oh, yes, okay.
Our social media manager has been at work.
Listen, my favorite rap song, one of, I've been listening to music, for me, but my favorite rap songs might be Bablo Boat by Royce da 5'9" and J. Cole.
Because
that J. Cole verse, that is a verse.
Definitely.
Twist the cap, lift the bottle back, squig it, dig it. 10-inch rims on my mama Civic. 10-inch woofers in the trunk, to be specific. They bump, rattle the license plate, plus the windows tinted. Don't even give up that it's tinted. Bitch, I'm the man, now I'm rolling. Driving, oops. Sorry.
What's your favorite J. Cole verse?
Favorite J. Cole verse.
I can tell you mine is off D's, with JID.
Man, y'all just
and I really bang with that like just like the that one in the album of the year freestyle one. Just is like
that one's solid.
I can just walk like these are J's that I can like walk around campus like and just like bob my head to.
I don't know. I might have
favorite
to go
J. Cole.
The opening verse on January 28th. Real is back. Vill is back. Flow Bananas here. Pilled is back. And what you find is your highness. Compare a picture that's vivid enough to kill blindness. Carolina's finest.
Yeah. Tayo know all of Tayo. You know that already. Ultimate J. Cole fan. Let's talk about Kendrick. No. Let's talk Kendrick.
Nah, for real, I feel like in high school it was Kendrick or J. Cole. Like, that was always the conversation.
But I think a J. Cole feature might have to be better than a J. Cole.
What?
J. Cole has amazing features. Mm-hmm. His verse on Sacrifices. You can't be everything to everybody. You want to be love of your best friend, your bad man, Spider-Man.
The thing is that I've listened to, like, you can go on Spotify and, like, go to, like, the appears on, and, like, you could check, like, things that the artist has been on and check the features. I've done that for Kendrick. I haven't done it for Cole, so I haven't listened to...
You're doing yourself a disservice.
I haven't listened to no Cole features for real, unless it's, like, on the radio.
He be on features.
And I'll listen to the radio.
He does be on a lot of features. 2018, his feature one was undefeated.
Wasn't he doing stuff with like Miguel and like...
Oh, how could I forget?
Now he felt it.
I don't want to put no pressure on you. I just want to put a blessing on you. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
Come through and shout. Man, that's a dream right there. Wow. I could really keep going with this Cole stuff. Cole, I'm telling you, Cole is my favorite rapper. Cole is nice. J. Cole is nice.
He's nice. He's nice. J. I listened to him a lot in high school.
Even yo, his verse on All I Want Is You with Miguel. Damn. Cole World, I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four girls. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two. Total, take a hike.
Yeah, that was cute stuff. I even liked his. Next. I don't know if he released something else after, but that KOD project, that was cute.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. We was waiting for the next host to come in. This man, I hope y'all got a chance to learn more about us. Get this music right. Once we get this music right, we're gonna introduce y'all to so many things that we're trying to get straight. But yeah, this is the Mixin' Radio Show. I'm Lewis, that's X, that's Tayo. Shout out Kim, special guest Derry in the building. And we out. Like, thanks for sticking around with us.
Thanks for mixing with us.
Thanks for mixing with us. All right, y'all. We gone.
We out of here.
Peace.